tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again, kids, from the North Pole Flight Command Center. I am L. Frankmer, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. From the monitors posted here in the Flight Command Center, I can see a lot of progress that's been made over in the sleigh barn to get things ready for Santa's launch. Now, just about 45 minutes from right now. The reindeer are there now, and Santa is hitching them to the sleigh, and I can see Elf Crash Murphy also in his sleigh, ready to follow Santa around the world. Crash, what's your gut feeling about the flight this year?
Well, my gut tells me I should have some frozen ding-dongs on this sleigh, Frank, or this is going to be one long, grumpy night.
Okay, let's think with our heads and not with our stomachs there, Crash. Do you think this weather will hold Santa back or slow him down?
Well, not at all, Frank. The launch will be snowy and all, but it is just a momentary thing. Once Santa gets above the weather, I think he'll set new records.
How can you know that, Crash?
Well, I know Santa, Frank. He's competitive. Every Christmas Eve, one of the things I see him do is keep very close track of his time against his flight last year, and his goal is always to do better than the year before, and he rarely misses that mark, Frank.
There you go, kids. Our first prediction for this flight is in from Elf Crash Murphy, who says Santa will get around the world faster than ever. We'll know about an hour or so from right now. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. On the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.